Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Students return to LA Unified School campuses today as a worker strike ends. That's welcome news to this parent.
I was going to make the most of it and very much embrace it. And 3 days later, I'm like, it's just really been tough.
The Board of LA Metro takes steps to curtail crime on trains that's taken a bite out of ridership. And Hawaiian Gardens is hosting an exhibit of a replica Vietnam Veterans Memorial that is in Washington. Good morning. It's Friday, March 24th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The three-day strike of Los Angeles Unified support staff is over, but the union and the district still have not agreed on a new contract. LAist's Mariana Dale breaks down how a nearly $5 billion budget reserve could fund higher salaries.
The district does not have a $4.9 billion pot of money to spend on just anything. LA Unified Board President Jackie Goldberg says about half is unlikely to go toward salaries. It's assigned to individual schools, ongoing expenses, or in reserve for an economic crisis. Most of the remainder, about $2.3 billion, is already designated to high-need schools, inflation-related costs, and other initiatives.
Some of that will probably be taken from those programs and put into salaries, because we can.
There's also a smaller pot of $140 million that has not been earmarked yet. It's unclear when the district and the union will reach a deal. Mayor Karen Bass stepped in on Wednesday to try and break a months-long impasse in negotiations. For LAist 89.3, I'm Mariana Dale.
Another of our reporters, Jackie 48, has checked back in with an LAUSD parent she first spoke to on Monday.
Parents who thought they'd slip back into pandemic mode during the three-day strike say that's not what happened. Layla Piernia has two children in LAUSD schools.
You know, when we first spoke, I was going to make the most of it and very much embrace it. And 3 days later, I'm like, it's just really been tough.
Training and onboarding related to her new job meant a lot less flexibility. Piernia points out the strike wasn't universal like the pandemic.
Only LAUSD is having this issue. You know, it's less kind of people going through similar experiences and understanding what we're dealing with, and it's having to step up to what everybody else is doing. So I feel like, no, it didn't quite pan out as I expected.
She and other parents say their children's schools provided few, if any, assignments. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
The LA Metro Board of Directors has voted to extend Metro's contract with the Los Angeles and Long Beach Police Departments and the Sheriff's Department for up to 3 more years. This comes as the transit system faces scrutiny over concerns about rider safety, a spike in overdose deaths, and police conduct. Metro spends between $150 and $200 million on policing each year. Also at yesterday's meeting, the board voted unanimously to explore creating an in-house Metro Police Department, a move board member and Mayor Karen Bass supports.
I'm very excited at the notion of creating an in-house agency that could be a real opportunity to re-envision public safety.
Some LA residents spoke against creating such a force and extending the police contract, among them Osceola Sankara, who called for more social services.
Imagine instead what we could fund with the $200 million we spend each year on policing.
Earlier this month, Metro hired 300 transit ambassadors to ride trains and buses assisting passengers, but they are not armed, and there have been concerns expressed about their effectiveness. Meantime, the Metro Board has approved honoring former Los Angeles County Supervisor Gloria Molina by naming a station after her. Last week, she announced she had terminal cancer. Board member Hilda Solis noted the Board of Supervisors this week approved renaming Grand Park in her honor.
I am truly honored to lead this effort to dedicate one of her most treasured legacies, the East LA Civic Center Station, in her honor. For her work, her tenacity, for her ganas, and for being one of those Chicanas that never look back.
The 74-year-old Molina posted on Facebook that she is not sad about her diagnosis and that she is fortunate to have lived a long, fulfilling, and beautiful life. In the San Bernardino Mountains, people who live there will likely welcome the forecast of dry weather through Monday. They've been severely affected by the series of recent storms, including an unprecedented blizzard. In the aftermath, mutual aid has taken center stage. LAist climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone has more.
A month ago, residents in Crestline, Lake Arrowhead, and Twin Peaks were buried under snow. The county didn't have the needed equipment to dig many of them out for nearly 2 weeks, so neighbors scrambled to help each other. Lauren Cruz of Twin Peaks helped organize a group called Operation Mountain Strong. She says they continue to help by checking on elderly neighbors and distributing food and medicine, among other things.
We as citizens need to make sure that we have access to the resources that we need and that we're trained to help each other and trained to act when this happens again.
Cruz says mutual aid is becoming more necessary as the climate crisis drives more extreme weather. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
If you have never visited Washington, D.C. to see the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, now you don't have to travel that far to have a similar experience. A massive replica of the popular attraction has been set up in Los Angeles County. LAist producer Tyler Wayne explains why some say it promotes a healing experience.
This replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial stands at 7.5 feet and exceeds the length of a football field. For decades, it's been a traveling tribute to the more than 52,000 men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
It's an awesome experience because those that have not been able to ever see the wall for the first time were able to bring that experience to them.
That's Rodney Gonzalez with the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. He travels the country, helping people connect with their loved ones, including a former Marine who had served in Vietnam.
I was able to find his buddy's name, and he was just totally overcome with emotion. And that's the reason why we call this the wall that heals, because it reconnects them with their family members or loved ones, and it begins sort of a healing experience for them.
For LAist 89.3, I'm Tyler Way.
Looking to stay active, LAist has launched a community list of free and low-cost sports clubs in LA County that welcome new members. Michelle Warren is a co-founder of a hiking group devoted to inspiring Black women to explore the outdoors. It's called Black Girls Trekking.
I think for us, it's just about helping each other and our community know that like those spaces are for everyone, despite what we've been told for many, many years, and that like we deserve to be in those spaces.
The nonprofit has been leading hikes since 2017. This year, it's even planning to venture outside of California. For details on how to join, go to our website, LAist.com. And while you're there, you can also submit the name of your favorite community sports group to join that list. It'll be sunny and mostly mild today. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s and 60s. Windy, though, in many areas, including in the Antelope Valley. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. The LA Report is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from Tyler Wayne. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And this podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.